Warrior Reflections.
Warrior Reflections.
We interviewed recent graduates
of Elizabeth Forward High School
on their experience of transitioning from high school to college.
My name is Brandon McDowell. My birthday is September 20th, 1993. I was born in Pittsburgh, and I currently go to Indiana University of Pennsylvania. Biggest transition going from high school to college is probably learning to do homework. High school, never really did homework. Got by just fine, but once you get to college, you realize probably a good idea to start doing it. If you don't, you'll fall behind. I would say the thing I would change in high school was actually something that I didn't do, which was work. I literally did the bare minimum to get past. I mean, I would pass classes with B's. So I do wish I would have worked harder, taken harder classes, just for no more reason than because I was able to. I would say, as far as like the resources and things available here, there are a lot of good ones, especially the faculty here. The faculty at EF is probably its greatest resource, and all their knowledge that they can pass on to you. My biggest setback was probably trying to figure out where I wanted to go to school. First, I wasn't sure because I didn't even know what I wanted my major to be. So definitely deciding where to go would be my biggest setback. At first, I did sway away from law enforcement. And it was just because I didn't know how to go about doing it. I've kind of gone back to it in a way because I'm starting to work on a forensic anthropology degree. So I'm actually probably going to be going back towards the law enforcement, like a medical examiner. I mean, the aspect of law enforcement I wanted to focus on was crime scene investigation. When I had to do my senior project, I did it on crime scene investigation. I followed a detective, a police detective, from the McKeesport Police Department, and they would go analyze crime scenes, and that's really what I wanted to do, which is related to forensic anthropology. So I think that's how I floated into just general anthropology, because forensics ties into police and then anthropology, it all kind of gets woven together. It's interesting because nobody really knows what anthropology is. People ask me, what's your major? I say anthropology. They go, what is that? Anthropology, in its most basic definition, is the study of people. Study of people past and the study of people present. You know, when you go to a little high school, you get used to the same group of people who all grew up around you. You grew up in the same area. So going there without that awareness that the world is bigger than your little bubble was probably a bump to go over. The way I grew up, it pretty much overprepared me for living by myself just because of how self-reliant my mother raised me to be, because she was in law enforcement, and so clearly, I didn't have much give way to do bad things, so I definitely had to play by the rules, and I learned to fend for myself and how to, you know, cook, clean, do laundry, pretty much by the time I was 12. I would say the greatest skill that's helped me is just interpersonal skills and being able to meet different people from different places and different backgrounds. And being able to connect with them and speak to them and just try to get some general ground. So just people skills, I guess. College is a big place. As far as what would be useful for people to know going in is that it's a lot bigger place than high school, especially somewhere like EF. You get all kinds of people. Where I go to school, IUP, there's people from all over the world. And so you just have to be prepared to step outside of your comfort zone.